Recovery 101. Guaranteed so much fun. From the Tombstone Studio, two gals and a crazy bro. Listen, download, and play again. Share the show with all your friends. No need to be feeling blue. The mandate here is Rule 62. Laugh along with the boozy news. The news that's not fit for booze. So come on and join the fun. From Tombstone, Arizona, ladies and gentlemen, it's Recovery 101. Ouch!
Thank you to the Monty Man for the marvelous brand new Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGAPSLASLAACRRRMMDRAHA, or any of them, they're guys. Do we?
None of them.
No, we didn't. We didn't do a sound check either. So,
hopefully
we're just praying here.
It looks like it's working out pretty well.
We good?
I think so.
Cool.
Okay. So, what's shaking? What's up? Oh, welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B. As always, with
Shelly
and Tara.
Sweet,
dude.
So, what's going on in everybody's lives right now?
Nothing.
Wow.
Crickets.
I went to...
I was going to say, you went somewhere.
I've been to tons of places lately.
Oh, my gosh. Maine, Spain, Spokane, three county fairs, and goat races. Yeah, I went to...
What was that?
That's a hillbilly colloquialism, my dad used to say. Yeah, I just went to the IckyPaw convention in Baltimore, Maryland, and I went with a group of the guys from the place where I work, and it was... Oh, my God. It was just so amazing.
And you didn't lose any of them.
Didn't lose any of them. And everybody came back testing negative for all nicotine and other substances. So that was like a huge win. Everybody had a really good time. The speakers were great. It was really on point. It was really cool.
That's pretty cool that you have a job that will send you and pay for you to go.
Yes.
But
all expenses are you paid, and I got paid for going.
Are you going to get to go to the... thing in Africa?
I don't know if I'll get to go to Tanzania next spring or not. I don't know. We'll just see what happens. It's something that I'm definitely open to. 21 days in Tanzania and trying to summit Mount Kilimanjaro. Yes, please.
I'd be open to it also.
Yeah, totally great on that.
Send me on a safari.
Yeah, and I get paid for that whole 21 days, like no days off, 13 hours a day. It's a sweet game.
Overtime?
I mean, like... Yeah, it's excursion pay, so it's basically, you know, yes, I do get excursion pay, but it's my regular pay rate for 13 hours a day. Anyways, I digress. It would be something that I'd be very open to.
So, what do you got going on, Shell?
Well, I'm not going to Tanzania.
Well, and you didn't go to Boston? Was it Boston?
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Baltimore, mm-hmm.
No, I'm just sitting here watching the levels, trying to see who needs to go down, because Tara's not quite up, and she's all the way up.
I'm not registering.
No,
oh,
you are.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I am not really doing that much. I mean, I go to church a lot, because I'm working in the office, and...
I bet they needed that.
Well, yeah, because the treasurer's going away for like a month.
Oh, wowzers.
So...
Yeah, they need her.
Okay.
Yeah, so... I'm doing that and working on the play, and everybody needs to come to Tombstone in October, either for the Saturday or Sunday show. There's only first, second, and third weekends. Please, and see the show.
Please.
Is Hell Dorado the fourth weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Which is why we did not
Hell Dorado.
Do
okay, gotcha.
Which I don't get, because Hell Dorado is going to be way more people in town, so you'd think they would want to do it that weekend, so they'd get a bigger audience, but...
If anybody even thinks of it, they'll probably... Shelly, everybody that comes to Hell Dorado is going to be at the bars in the evening.
Yes.
That's true.
So,
yes. Yes.
They That's all true. Come into town to party and dress up like cowboys and cowgirls.
That's true. Well, but... It's going to be a fun show, so
I was talking
come.
To a guy cool. that should remain nameless in downtown Tombstone. Turns out he's got like 26 years. And I said, oh, I've never seen you at the meeting over there. He goes, I've never been to the meetings here. He goes, they're probably really, really small. And I go, well, yeah, the one on Friday night sometimes got 40 people in it. And he's like,
yeah.
Really? And I go, well, I think there's probably not that much to do here besides drink.
Right.
And he goes, oh, yeah, you got that right.
Well, and 10 to 15 of them are kids from where I work, so.
Yeah. Hey,
oh, well, that's
dogs.
Good. Right dogs. When we start recording.
We've got a chihuahua that's being a badass chasing the husky out of the room.
I will lock you up, Bob.
Bob, you're gonna get put in puppy FEMA
camp.
So
we went to the Bisbee Breakfast Club today.
Yes, excellent food.
I had baked oatmeal.
Awesome nosh.
Which I'd never heard of, but it was pretty good. And we went to, what was it called? Lowell.
Lowell.
Lowell. That was very cool. You could probably look up pictures of Lowell online if you
get
the
chance.
It's
a really cool area.
But you know what that means.
Yes, I do.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Shucks. I was trying to slow
whatever.
It down.
I know. I was trying to speed it up.
Started out really well.
Yeah, it did.
Like,
and then
we
really
got distracted
got,
by the dogs.
Yes. That's all right.
I was trying to slow it down because I do it really fast and really sharp.
And I knew that. So I was trying to speed up and I don't know. And I think I like lost count. Whatever.
Okay, so we have shout-outs to Steven, Dakota, Randy, Dan, Stryker, Alexandra, Jane Lynn, Lori Faith, Sally, Natalie, John, Carol, Georgette, Jack, Corrine, Bill, Damon, Fran, James. I got Damon in here twice. James, Johnny, Alan, Lee, and new on Patreon, David.
Yay.
Shout-out, David. Woo. So, Damon and Fran went a little crazy this week. Fran
did
went,
they?
Yeah, Fran went super crazy. Damon, you know, sent stuff in. So the first one's from Damon. It's in Delaware. And I titled this one, How Do You Like Those Pineapples? So in the Delaware port, hidden in boxes of pineapples was 100 pounds of cocaine.
I'm guessing people
cocaine.
Really like
it. I mean, oh, crap, wait.
I love pineapple.
Yes, pineapple. It was pineapple.
A drug-sniffing dog found it, and I'm thinking 100 pounds of cocaine, that dog should have just straight either passed out or gotten really wired. They're from Costa Rica.
That's crazy.
45 kilos of cocaine. Street value worth more than $7.6 million.
Million.
And apparently, this port's been getting other goodies lately. They found Adderall and thousands of Xanax pills have also been seized at the port. So be careful if you buy any pineapples in Delaware.
So apparently that port in Delaware, port of where is it? Port of Wilmington, is that what it said?
No, it just said a Delaware port.
Drug sniffing dog at the port of Wilmington.
Okay, Wilmington. Yes,
that's
Wilmington.
The party location, people. Just saying. Apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Okay, so I found this, and then Fran also found this. So this is from Bruce and Frantastic. This is St. Louis, Arizona. Or, I'm sorry.
I'm like,
it's
Saint
Spanish.
Louis?
San Luis. San Luis.
San Luis.
Arizona. Okay. So federal authorities found a drug smuggling tunnel that went from a home in Mexico to an abandoned KFC.
I saw that.
In San Luis, Arizona. And the weird thing is, this KFC is literally like 100 yards from the border, and the whole tunnel is only 200 yards long.
Wow.
But according to Homeland Security, they love finding tunnels like this because tunnels are extremely expensive to make, and they're extremely expensive when they shut them down because they stop all the drug traffic and they stop this tunnel that would cost several hundred thousand dollars to create in the first place. So the guy,
how nice was the tunnel? Does it say, like, was it like all cemented in?
Yeah,
or
well,
was
some of the tunnels
it was
been
big,
really nice.
It was,
I know.
It was big enough to walk through for a lot of it, but when it got down to the very end, it's a really small thing that went up into an office.
Right.
And they think that they were attaching things on a rope and they would pull it up.
Okay.
But they busted the guy.
All snap.
Which his name was somebody Lopez, whatever. So anyway, I didn't know this, but Homeland Security has a tunnel task force. And Customs Border Protection Agency has a new tunnel detection and technology program.
Fascinating.
Well, and see, they found 200 tunnels in the last few years with that.
Right.
And
on.
They seem to think that if they run this testing thing right along the border, they'll find every tunnel that goes under.
But see, that is why I'm like, go ahead, build your wall. I'll just buy stock in Krylon Spray Paint Company because it makes some money. Because a wall that big,
right?
There's going to be a lot of graffiti.
Well, and you
but
know what?
But the reason why I'm thinking it's going to be pretty useless is because they're just going to dig under it. I mean,
no, but you know what? See, the Border Patrol is saying, though, great, try and dig under it, because I'm pretty sure what they're using is some kind of ground penetrating radar. Because you can really see where there's a space in the ground.
Yeah.
And what they're talking about is that they can stop a lot of, because there's some areas of the country, guys go driving across like these random parts of border where, you know, I saw a place down here in southern Arizona where it was three pieces of barbed wire. You could step right across it.
Four. Yeah. We have four pieces of barbed wire.
Well, and, you know, in a truck or something, you drive right through that in a second.
Yeah.
You know. And these guys just go flying across. Well, if you have a wall, that stops that. And then if this ground-penetrating radar, they want them to have to make tunnels because it's very costly. And
well, and then there's the what was it, last year or the year before when they were actually catapulting stuff across the border?
Yeah, they tried that with catapults in the
in
back.
In Texas.
And come on, guys. Like, there's the Gulf of Mexico. There's over, like, on the side, like,
oh,
you
and
know,
in the Gulf of Mexico,
like, on the West
they got,
Coast. Like, all have you have to do boats. Is take a boat around the wall.
Right.
Like, it's really not that difficult.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
They have way better boats.
Boats and hoes.
The drug smuggler boats are good.
We're going to need
speaking
a bigger
of
boat.
Drug smuggling areas, although it's not about drug smuggling. This is in Key Largo.
Oh, Florida.
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 Whatever.
So this guy, Victor Perez, was hanging out and he lives there. He's visiting down there. He lives behind his house. So he looks out and cruising across the bay is a alligator. They said crocodile, but it's not a crocodile. It's an alligator. And he took a picture of it. The alligator has his front end up on a pool noodle.
I saw that one, too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
And he's, like, cruising across the bay in this pool noodle, and the guy's just like, I had to get a picture of it. Now the picture's, like, all viral.
Yeah.
And he goes, it was just cruising along, and I'm like, I wonder whose pool noodle it is and what happened to the swimmer that had the pool noodle before. But he posted on Instagram and had like a zillion likes and everything. Also, from our number one Fran. Oh, this is good. So this, this is in Bluffton, South Carolina.
Okay.
So this woman blazes through a stop sign at 60 miles an hour.
Hmm.
And when she got pulled over, obviously drunk, she told the officers they shouldn't arrest her because I'm a very clean, thoroughbred white girl.
And, well, that'll go over well.
And, well, and,
grade
the,
a top
and her
choice
glassy
beef.
Glassy and bloodshot eyes and everything, you know, they the guy looked at her and he goes, what does that have to do with anything? And then she also, and he's white too. And she goes, well, you're a cop. And she goes, and you should know what that means. And you're a
she's
cop.
She's got a big shovel.
And you should know based on the people that come into this room. And she goes, my partner is a cop. And said she'd been trying to get her boyfriend's house when she was pulled over. So she tells them, I had two glasses of wine at an upscale restaurant.
Oh, wow. And that makes the difference.
And, knock, knock. Nobody cares, Margaret.
And then she goes, how full were the wine glasses? I mean, I was celebrating my birthday, she replied. And then she also mentioned to them that she may have smoked pot earlier that evening as well. When they searched the car, they found marijuana and rolling papers in her Ford Fusion. And the cop said, making statements such as these meant to justify not being arrested are unusual in my experience. Because he goes, she was definitely telling us how drunk she was, because she's like, oh, yeah, and I might have smoked pot earlier, too. And they're like, oh, well, let's see if there's any weed in here. Oh, okay. So you just gave yourself, you know, extra charges.
She's real thoroughbred in that Ford Fusion.
She may be a thoroughbred, but...
That's what I was thinking.
I think that perhaps she's a few bricks shy
a little
bit.
Hoping she was driving, like, a Bentley or,
a
Lexus
or a Mercedes.
Yeah, I mean, come on, girl. Please.
Anything
other than a Ford Fusion.
Right. Jesus. You know how to Ford Fusion? My friend Mark P.
Yeah, we know.
My dope fiend friend Mark P.
Yeah, we know.
So she is not too thoroughbred. The Recovery News Network featuring star reporter Fran. Tarboro, North Carolina. Oh, okay, so I don't even really need to look at this, but this kid is in his classroom.
Yes.
And calls the teacher ma'am.
Okay.
Cool.
And she says, right? Because that's the way he was brought up. Always
yeah, that's
call,
awesome.
It's polite.
Always call women ma'am, call men sir.
Sure.
But the teacher says, please don't call me ma'am.
Oh,
and
heck.
He called her ma'am again.
Oh,
and
no.
She
heck.
Made him write ma'am out like 400 times on a piece of paper. And then she sent him to the principal's office. And the kid's like, and the parents are like, are you kidding? They're like, you know, ma'am is a thing you say to people out of respect.
So I have a cousin. It's my mom's first cousin. Anyway, she's an English teacher, and she has told me whenever I have mentioned using writing as a form of punishment that you should really, really not do that because it makes kids not want to do writing assignments and stuff like that in school. And so please, PSA, don't make kids write stuff over and over again. Write sentences or essays or whatever like that as a form of punishment. Teachers.
Well, the
really
mother and
like
father
that.
Told WTVD, that's an unfortunate call letters.
Yes.
WTVD, that's really unfortunate. But they raised their child to refer to his adults, ma'am. And apparently, about a month ago, this kid had a seizure and they think that may be why, you know, because, you know, the kid's like, I'm not saying it to be mean or anything. I'm saying it because, you know, she's a ma'am. And but they had a seizure, and they think that might have been why he didn't really realize what he was doing was not appropriate or whatever. The principal's like, oh, don't worry. We're going to get this taken care of. We already moved him to another class. So I'll bet the teacher's going to get a talking to. I don't know what's going to end up with it. However, they said they didn't want to say any more on the advice of their attorney. So somebody's getting sued.
Oh, yeah.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze.
Lame.
Although the other one was great at the other one was great at the beginning and kind of petered out at the end. This
one
was not quite so good at the beginning, but it ended up well.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Okay, we're back. We got us a topic. What's our topic, Tara?
I don't want what you have.
I don't want what he has either. Let's okay.
Okay, end of show.
Who's the lead-out music
show's
guy?
Over.
You know what?
Stop
asking
that, Bruce. Jeez.
Everybody's had that before. I mean, how many times have you seen people in a meeting somewhere where you're like, and a lot of times,
man, I'll tell you,
not
what.
Always, but a lot of times it's people with time. And you look and you're like, I know a guy, and I'm not going to say his name, but I know a guy that goes to the Alano Club where we used to live. And this guy, nice guy, he's been very helpful to me through my recovery. Not recovery-wise, though. He has been very helpful to me because he's a mechanic. But he'll go around and tell people, yeah, I don't go to meetings, I don't work any steps. And he doesn't. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want what he has.
Nope. You can keep that dry all over there. You can keep that right over there.
Right?
You just don't bring that over here.
So, Shelly, give me an example of someone you don't want what they have. And if they're really assholes, we can just use their full name if you want.
No, that's right.
If you know their last name, you could throw that out, too. No. Oh, it's an anonymous program. Man.
I think probably...
You could say a first name, though.
I think probably... Okay, first name, Patty. Years ago, one of the very first meetings I attended...
I know who that is.
You might.
I'll bet.
And it was the first time I ever said, wow, that's she's got like 15 years and she's just really cranky.
Oh,
I mean,
that's not
because she and I went to this particular meeting for like 6 months when I first got sober. And she would start out nearly every share by telling all of the people in the room that were new that they were going to fail. Well, you know, 6 months from now, only maybe one of you is still going to be here.
Oh, so
the rest of you are going to go out and you're going to die. And I'm like,
oh, so she was Lee Hunnish.
Kind of. But then she would try to bring it back around by saying, you know, if you want what we have and you want. And I'm like, but you're so cranky all the time.
I wouldn't want that.
Other than that, she would primarily share about. And this was one of those times when I would like have to try really, really hard not to roll my eyes. And it's not like I had great sobriety or anything like that. But if you're listening to someone tell the same freaking story about trying to deal with their annoying kids, one of whom is getting loaded, and it's the same thing every week, I'm like, you're just not moving on from this. And it just, I did not want what she had. And she had like 15 years. So I was like, nope.
Mm. Not the Patty I was thinking, because the Patty I was thinking never, I don't even think she ever got a year.
Oh, okay.
She came forever, and I didn't want what she had either. How about you, Tara?
Man, okay, so the first person that came to mind is this chick from Columbus, and she goes to this one particular noon meeting that I used to go to all the time, and she is eccentric. And I mean, like,
not in a good way.
I like to consider myself eccentric, but this chick would spend a lot of time talking about like outside issues, like talking about like being raped and stuff. And I mean,
throwing up,
you know,
on the meeting.
I mean, yeah, like, I mean, my heart goes out to you, but like, that's not what we're here for. There are other groups for that, you know?
Yeah. There's
and,
a sponsor for that for one.
Yeah.
Thing.
And then, okay. So we were at this one meeting. This is like the kicker for me. And like, she kept friending me on Facebook and I'm just like, delete. But, I went to this meeting on a Saturday night.
So
and
you
it's
let
a speaker
the keyboard
meeting.
Rage on her.
No. Okay. So
no, I mean, you let the keyboard rage on her by hitting the delete button.
Yeah. I'm just like, whatever. So I went to this one meeting on a Saturday night and it's a really big speaker meeting, you know, like it's one that like everybody goes to, they have babysitting so you can take your kids and everything's cool, you know, and it's kind of like where a lot of the younger parents will go on the weekends and then everybody, like all of them will go out to dinner or something with their kids either before
right.
or after. So, anyways, I'm at this meeting and they're handing out coins and she wanted a coin like for coming around the room. So it was like over 10 years, right? It was something over 10 years. And people are like, I know she hasn't been sober that long. I know she hasn't. And she was like, this is the first time, like this is the anniversary of the first time that I came to a meeting. Like, that's not how that works. That's not how that works. And she made a big deal about it. And she's like talking about it. And I'm just like, I'm going to need you to go away. Go away. I just don't want what she had. And she was the first person that came to mind, man. Like, go away.
It's not the first person that came in mind for me, but we were at a meeting, this Charter Oak meeting in California. And they were doing birthdays, and this gal goes, oh, I have a birthday for whatever it was, like 17 years or something like that.
No, it was more than that because I was already sober. By then.
And we didn't have a chip for her, but I had a chip. So I go to hand it over to the chip person, and she goes, yeah, and it's Cocaine Anonymous. I mean, she goes, yeah, it's been 17 years since I did cocaine, and everyone's like, oh, they're clapping and everything. And she goes, and I hardly ever drink now. I'm like, give me the chip back.
There is somebody that I work with that recently stopped drinking and he went into a program of recovery for pills. Mm-hmm. And so he hasn't used pills in I don't even know how long. It's been a good while. But he had still been drinking and he recently made the decision to stop doing everything because he doesn't really miss drinking. It wasn't conducive to his you know, other recovery stuff. And so, like, you know, so he just, and I was like, okay, that's really cool. Like, I can get that, you know, and for all of us, it takes us our own time. You know,
right.
it's not my cup of tea. I quit everything whenever I quit. I was just done
right.
with all of it. But, you know, there was this guy, there was this other guy that was in Columbus. He's still there and also went to this noon meeting. And like, I normally don't, I try really hard not to use like names, even first names, but like this one guy was like, I called him Angry Bob. A bunch of us called him Angry Bob.
I bet his name's Bob.
Yeah, yeah. Angry Bob.
Yeah,
okay.
There's
so
a lot of problems with
I
Bob.
Was at this one meeting, and it was one of those noon meetings, and there was this guy that, you know, Angry Bob was there and this other guy. And the long and the short of it is, we called him Angry Bob because somebody would say something about anything else that wasn't alcohol related at this AA meeting, and he would slam his fists on the table and say, "We are not here for that. You know, this is, you know, it's only supposed to be talking about alcohol and blah, 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 blah." And he would just get like raging mad, you know, like, and I don't want what Bob has. Well, this other guy said something and Bob yelled at him and then he yelled back. And then at the end of the meeting, this guy punches Bob in the face and then runs out.
Wow.
And I'm thinking like, I don't want what either of y'all have. None of it.
However,
keep all that mess over there.
I do have a bag of popcorn here. Hey, Shelly, how about the guy?
I'm just here for the comments.
How about the guy that just was trying to be a predator?
Oh, him?
Yeah.
See, Shelly doesn't like the predators. I kind of like them. They're fun.
No, this
They're
was
fun.
Actually. Well, no, he was
creepy. Like real creepy.
He was actually on.
See, I don't like that.
And he had time.
Yeah,
and I think he had more time than me.
That's nasty.
I think
nasty.
He was actually on Megan's list.
Ooh.
Yeah, he was not okay. He was the kind of guy that I would put my body in between my young sponsees and him when he'd try and chat him up outside
oh,
the meeting.
Oh man,
and
he
I'm
was
like, nope,
bad
nope,
then.
Nope.
No.
Stay away from.
Back off.
Well, and we talked about this a little bit before. The first. See, to me, usually the people that I don't want what they have are the people that don't walk like they talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I hear people, I've heard people that I don't even like or that I don't care for share spectacular shit from the podium or spectacular
yeah.
shit
yeah.
from their chair. And I'm just like, oh, that's good. So there was a person and I had there's this gal and I were quietly. I mean, it like we weren't like talking, but we were quiet, and I could barely hear her actually. And this guy came up after the meeting. He's like, "Yeah, you know, cross talking in a meeting, it's so inappropriate and everything." And to be honest with you, I'm thinking, well, I'll save a seat for you. You know, this is the first time you've ever heard cross talking in a meeting. And but then we talked about it afterwards, right? And it was all cool. He's like, "Well, I guess if it really bothered me," because I apologized to him. I said, "Well, you know what? I'm sorry." And, you know, I'm doing my ninth step like right away. And I said, "I'm sorry, you know what? That was not appropriate." And, you know, inside I'm thinking, "Yeah, you know, Jack, Jack, Jack." I mean, I'm really not thinking. I'm not really that sorry, but I want to tell him I am so that,
you know.
Don't
want any ruffled feathers.
And,
trying to keep
right,
things clean.
And it's a small town. So, you know, you don't
want
to ruffle feathers in a place where some of the biggest towns are 1,500 people. You know?
Yeah.
And so. The guy says, "Well, if it really bothered me, I could have moved." And so we're all fine. Then I go to another meeting, and it's been several weeks since this thing. And I go to this other meeting, and the guy's sitting there at a table. And I walk out, and I extend my hand to shake his hand, and he just looks at me.
Deadpan.
Doesn't put his hand out, just looks at me. And I'm like, oh. So I pull my hand back. I walk by him, pat him on the shoulder, and I said, "Hey, good to see you." And I'm like, but then later on in the meeting, he's sharing like great shit. And I'm like, you know, and part of it, what we were talking about was amends. And I'm like,
man,
wow,
come on.
The stuff this guy just shared is so dramatically different than the way he was just acting. And I'm like, and you know what? I don't really give a shit either way. I mean, I don't, if this guy's not my friend, it's not going to kill me. You know, and I'll still think that he says good stuff in meetings, but, you know.
So, to be fair, though, Bruce, real quickly, you could barely hear her when you guys were, psh, psh, psh. You don't have a whisper. Everybody hears your whispers.
Well.
That's true.
Well.
So just, you know, to be
fair. She had to lean over more to hear me, so.
Sure, I could
hear you.
You're sitting right next to me.
So I had an experience with the same guy, right? And this was kind of like what, it was so weird. Okay, so I'm at a meeting, and Jeremy and I are there together. And we see this guy, and we're chit-chatting after the meeting or whatever. And he said something, and I said, oh, really? And he's like, what, do you think I'm lying to you? Blah, blah, blah. And I was like, the fuck? Like, calm down, dude. You know? I was like, well, it's kind of an expression like, oh, tell me more, you know? Yeah. And he took it like really, you know, he was very offended, it felt like to me. And then, so I didn't see him for, I don't know, a few weeks. And we see each other at a meeting, and he's like, oh, hey, how you doing? Blah, 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 blah. Like, acted like we were best friends. It was the weirdest thing. And ever since then, he's been like.
Jeremy wasn't with you that time, right?
Yeah, he was. He was. But then.
No, I mean the second time.
Yeah, he was. Oh. Yeah, he's normally with me, like, I don't know, except for that 6 o'clock over in Sierra Vista. Anyways, so since then, I've seen this guy several times, and it's always been really, really nice. He's really cordial. He's, you know, like, he acts like we're, you know, we're really cool with each other and stuff. And I'm just like, all right, whatever.
Like, and he was like that after the meeting when we did our apologizing. He was like that after that meeting. So that when I went and saw him again, I went to shake his hand. It was so weird because he just looked at me.
Well, and the most
obviously, my hand is out, and I left my hand sitting there for a while.
Yeah. And it was like super obvious.
Because I'm not going to be one of those guys that puts my hand out there and then, you know, sheepishly pulls it away.
Sure.
I put it out there, and what I did is I went right from that to tapping him on the shoulder and say, good to see you. And he was like,
I think Bruce has a resentment.
I think so too. You should probably work some stuff.
I really
on
don't.
That. Talk to your sponsor about it.
Well, you've talked. I've Have heard this pricked? Story like five
yeah,
times.
Yeah, but no one on the radio has heard this.
That's
so
true. That's
and
true.
By the way, Shelley, what are your final words?
Oh.
And I don't want what you have.
Well,
I don't always want what I have.
Don't worry. None of us want what you have.
It's no skin off my nose to just walk on by. But you know what? If I don't want what somebody has, they may be in pain. So my response would have to be, how can I be of service to this person?
Fuck, you're such a humanitarian, Jesus.
Like someone with a sickness.
I wish I had that.
Treat them like just my halo here for me.
Treat them what Shelly has. treat them if they have cancer. Isn't that the thing? Okay, what are your final words?
I guess my final words are just like, if I don't want what you have, then I just stick with the winners. You know?
Yeah, true. My final words would be to not be the person that people don't want what you have. You know, if you act like, you know, it's like the Bible says, you know what, treat others as you would have them treat you, you know? And it's like, if you do that in program ways, there's no reason that anyone shouldn't really want what you have. Don't be, what is it? We'll just put that down to a shorter thing. Don't be a dick.
Yeah.
So everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
Who's next?
You are.
Okay. What am I supposed to say? I forgot. Oh, and take care of you.
And I can't even talk either. I don't know what we're doing tonight. If you keep doing what you've always done, you'll continue to get what you've always had.